Start your day, the Torah,
Rabbi Shlomo Hoff.
People on Zoom as well.
Right, you don't Zoom as well. But I'd like to get in somewhat to find the mahalach to connect to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Very special Tkufat Sukkos, and in the context of the whole of Tishri, as much as been discussed and is discussed amongst the Mefarshim, and you may have heard a lot about this already, but I'd just like briefly to say the following. In fact, I want to share with you something which I heard for the first time this year, which I found very interesting, excited me even. And that is the discussion about the days that there are between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. There's a lot that these days Be'etzem represent, the meaning of these days, but I'd just like to share with you something about what I heard about those days, and how I'd like to just see it in the context of the whole Mahalach of the Yom Noiroim, etc., till we get to Sukkot. And that is the following. We know that on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Klal Yisrael are very busy, and everybody's very occupied with building the Sukkah, getting the Dan Adminim, helping out others for Yontav, etc. It's a time when Klal Yisrael are Isaac, and we all know, members, that we find Midrashim, which tell us about this Mahalach of Klal Yisrael, because the Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos of the first day of Sukkot implies that between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, people are busy, and they're busy with the Isaac of the Yontav, preparing for the Sukkah. Where is the Makor? Where is the Shurish of Klal Yisrael's Isaac of the days between Yom Kippur and Tish? It would seem, perhaps, it's just sort of by circumstance. Till Yom Kippur, was Isaac and Yom Kippur, and then you get overtaken by the Yontav of Sukkot. Oh, but the emphasis in Ishtazai, there's something about this, as I say, which I'd like to share with you, because as I heard it for the first time this year. Adova, I think, Emes. And that's the following. If we consider the very first time Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, how all this came about, we all know very famously, and I don't want to get drawn in that at the moment, because I'd like to see one or two other things, that the Vilna Gaon famously tells us that the Inyan of the Yontav of Sukkot being on the 15th of Tishri, rather than in the times of Nisan, if it would simply refer to the Inyan of the Sukkot when they came out of Mitzrayim, so the Gaon explains that it refers to the Anani HaKovoit which returned when they started being Isaac in the Melechas HaMishkan on the 15th of Tishri. Now that, I just want to see that in the context of what happened. Just chronologically, what was the story? We know, on Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Klal Yisrael for the Aveir of the Chet HaEgel. After they sinned for the Chet HaEgel, Rabbeinu Shem says he doesn't want to have anything. He detaches his interest to Klal Yisrael, as the Psukim tell us. And when he came to Yom Kippur, he gave the final Slicha. With that Slicha came the consent and the instruction that they should go ahead and start to build the Mishkan. And as we know, for the famous 5 days that happened between Yom Kippur, Tzmiduk, and the Psukim, Moshe said, you should bring it, they brought it, Baboika, Baboika, etc. For those 5 days, up until the first day of Sukkot, Klal Yisrael were all collectively busy bringing all the items for the Mishkan. On Tesvav Tishri, they started building the Mishkan. Yeah, he's asking a very interesting question. And if it'd be allowed another opportunity to speak, perhaps we'll discuss that. Shai, afraid to go to Shaila. So Yom, the first day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Isaac. Even Melechus Beis Amigdosh. There's many Psukim in the Torah which tells us that it's not Deuche Shabbos and it's not Deuche Yom Tov. Afraid to say Ragishmak and Kasha. But it's not for now. But what stated Chazal is, on the 15th of Tishri, they started the Mishkan, they finished it on Chof Hei Kislev, Ki Yadua, Chanukah, but the Hakamas of Mishkan was delayed till Nisan. But I want to just remind ourselves of what happened between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. You know what happened? Everybody was busy collecting all the materials and putting together all the logistics for building the Mishkan. Those 5 days were days which Klal Yisrael were miyachet in being Isaac, in putting together everything that was needed for the Mishkan. And because of that, those 5 days remained all time in history as times when Klal Yisrael collectively are busy to make nesukas, to get alaminim, to get people money for yontov. That's all the chelik of the nidvas amishkan, which happened in those 5 days. It's 5 days. There's a something in the history of the Seder Hayomim, which was the Rosh Hashanah, the culmination of Yom Kippur. The 5 days of being Oisik in preparing, which is what everything came together in those 5 days. Everything that the Mishkan required came together in those 5 days. From them, they started the building work. Those 5 days, connected that we remain to this day, when Klal Yisrael are Oisik in putting together everything for their Sukkah, which is our, that which resembles our Melechas HaMishkan and all the Avodah of the Yontav, and giving things for other people, that's all the Chelik of the Nadova, which happened then, and continues to this day in the format of which we do it. So there's something about this which continues the parallel to all the Seder of the Avodah, including those Yomim, which is a very interesting insight. I'd like Rabbi Yisai to see this in a Posuk. There is a Posuk in Shir HaShirim, which is Mufurish in Chazal in part, which refers to Chodesh Tishri. Famously, and if we have time to see this, we'll get to see. The Posuk begins the following, fourth Posuk in Shir HaShirim. It says like this, Moshcheni Acharecho Norutzo, Heviani HaMelech Hadorov, Nogile V'nis Mechaboch. Very famous Posuk. Now, part of this is Mufurish in Medrash, in Kama Midrashim, which refers to Tishri, and I'll tell you which one it is. Nogile V'nis Mechaboch, Shtet Mufurish in Chazal, refers to the Simcha that we have with the Torah. Nogive l'nisbecho, Chazal tell us, how do we do it? How do we celebrate the simcha? Boch means boch, b'shuvosov v'sayrosoch, and that's the simcha that there is in the, of Shmini Atzeres, is nogive l'nisbecho boch. That's the end of the simcha of the Yontif. But this posuk, all of it, refers to the various inyonim of Tishri. Heviyami anachadorov, going backwards, famously, Alevesen refers to Sukkah, and if we have a little bit of an opportunity, we'll look into that too. Heviyani HaMelech HaDorov, the chambers which HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced us till, was the invitation of everybody coming to the Sukkah, which is the Chadorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chambers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to just go back a little bit and start from the beginning of this Pasuk and see how this whole, this Seder of the Chodesh Tishri is all Nirmas. Moshcheni Acharecho is talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws Klal Yisrael towards himself. Moshcheni, I'm drawn acharecha to HaKadosh Baruch. That refers to the beginning of Chodesh Tishri, through the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur. There's a din, there's a mishpat, there's a slicha, there's a tanis, everything through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded and drawn Klal Yisrael close to him. That's the Seder of the Psukim, the mitzvahs, the whole inyonim of that which the beginning of Chodesh Tishri resembles, the Avodah, is being connected. That, at that stage though, Moshcheni means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has drawn us, has pulled us. Because to some degree, it's something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has initiated and forced, even to a certain level, by creating the din and the mishpot and the tanis of the Yom Kippur. That's something which has been set up for us, shall we say, with the inyan of Klal Yisrael being drawn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashiach. Mashcheni Acharecho is through the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But after that, after Yom Kippur, we go ourselves. Narutza means we run ourselves. We start to run. After Moshcheni Acharecha, Narutza mi Megeit Alein. Narutza refers to those days between Yom Kippur, when the Moshcheni Acharecha ends, and the introduction to the Heviyani Melech Hadorov is the Narutza. It's those days when Klal Yisrael are running around, looking for the Sukkah, looking for the Av HaMinyan, trying to make the Yontif together. So as we mentioned, those 5 days or days which Bemes B'Mekoyrim B'Shoyrish was the times when Klal Yisrael were Isik in the Melechas HaMishkan to begin with, the very first time after the Slich of Yom Kippur, Igegang and the Narutza. The Narutza is those days when Klal Yisrael, in anticipation and preparation ahead of the Chag HaSukkos, Klal Yisrael for themselves, they run, they want, with the grace Av and grace Cheshit, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After that, there's a Yontav of Heviyani HaMelech HaDorov, which is Sukkos. I want to explain Rabbi Yisai in it briefly, how to understand. Medaf Hashtein Rabbi Yisai, we have to know. Much is discussed about the Kedusha of the Sukkah. And I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, this is not just, although it is in a great part, in Yonim of Soid, in Yonim of Kabbalah, in Yonim which we cannot, very far from our comprehension. Clearly, there's a lot of that as well. But it's also in Yonim of Halacha. The inyan of Kedusha of the Sukkah is something which really would like us to appreciate. Megeit Haran in the Sukkah, we're going into something of a different level, as we're walking into something of Kedusha, something Halik. And the Hevi'ani HaMelech HaDorav is not far from the simple emes attached to what Sukkah is. But I'd just like to understand this. There's halachas of a first halacha in Shulchan Aruch that there's things which a person has to be guarded from doing in a Sukkah. A person is not allowed to do any tashmish in Shulchan Aruch state, in Ramah state, aliyas eshum tashmish bozi b'sukkah, because of the kedushas ha-sukkah. You're not allowed to wash dishes. Various things which is described in Chazal as things we're supposed to take out, pots and pans or plates, etc. for the sukkah. And that's halacha. That's already not just in yonim of soid and chasidus, etc. There's halacha. A sukkah is a mokim of kedusha. And being a mokim of kedusha, we have to be careful. Mishnah Berurah says you should be careful, even not livrichol. In fact, there's a very interesting kind of paradox, anomaly a little bit. Because on the one hand, the inyan of teishu den kedusha is that also the sukkah. You're supposed to live in the sukkah, no matter mitzat sheni state. Be careful what you say, kedusha. From that, I understand maybe the tadura has to be on a different level. That's like kedusha, but after the tadura, I've sign andish, and the teishu is all sign abisl mehech. Perhaps. Oh, but Akabon is very interesant. What's the pshat? About this teishu getting to do, you're coming to live, but you have to understand you're living somewhere else. You're living in a different kind of a chadorim of a kodesh boch. You live a different kind of a. In your residential place on Sukkot is something of a different level of Kedusha. So although we live there, and we live there the way we do everything there, but on a higher level. What does it mean, Rabbis? Just to understand, I'd like to explain a simple concept. From the many inyonim which are discussed in the Meforoshim, in the Soid, and in Yonim of Torah, which we find sometimes difficult, we can talk about it and listen to it, but difficult to understand. But I'd like to understand these in ways in which we can relate to. The Vesin Rabbis say the Sukkah is referred to in Chazal, in Kabbalah, in Zohar, in Tzile de Menusa, Mezit Stepes Bad Ribbeinu Shel Olam. So I want to understand, we talk about Anani HaKovid. Aloch, again, it's a Pasuk and it's a Shulchan Aruch, so it's not something which we can even allow ourselves to ignore. We can't say it's Gehetz of Achilik of Torah, which is, it's Anani HaKovid, it's a Pasuk, Laman Yedin Rezeichim, Kebe Sukkah, Zishafti, Vos Meit Sukkah, it's a Machloik is in the Gemara, where they mean Sukkah, Mamash, Anani HaKovid, and Shulchan Aruch, Shtei means Anani HaKovid. So let's just talk about that. So I want to just understand, what's made Anani HaKovid? So we know that there were clouds, which protected Kal Yisrael. Clearly they did. From everything, from the Oivim, from enemies, from the difficult climate, from the terrain, everything. Anani HaKovid. But what are Anani HaKovid? What do Anani HaKovid represent? What is Anonim? What is Anonim? So computer, you understand, there comes a cloud, and these clouds were mystic. And it's clearly true. So you made clouds. There were physical clouds, pashtas. Rabbeinu Bachai says a famous Muridika Kiddush, that they never did Kiddush Levona in all the times in the Midbar because they couldn't see, because they're Anonim. So there were clouds. Oh, but what is a cloud? I want to tell you something simple, something that everybody knows. Kimat invariably, every time when you refer a cloud referred to in Torah, it refers to the presence of the Shekhinah. Everyone. You talk about the cloud that came down to Har Sinai, Atan Iglesa Banan Kvoidecha Alavesim. What's with Atan Iglesa Banan? The Onan represented the presence of the Shekhinah. That's what Onan was. There was an Onan on top of the Mishkan, Vosid Dotan Given, that was the presence of the Shekhinah. Avraham Avinu saw Baharimir, Haramiriah, he knew that was the place where he had to go. So he saw the cloud. What's the cloud? The cloud is Shekhinah. Everywhere in Torah, when you talk to clouds, we talk about Shekhinah. So when we talk about Anani HaKovid, it's not Anonim. But Anonim represents the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Anonim are. And when we talk about Anani HaKovid, we're talking about the Shekhinah which was there to protect Kal Yisrael. In the format, what's meant to Anonim, basically, but the Matthias, as I say, in simple terms, we're talking about simple things, which is Mefurish in the Psukim. Anan Kvayt Echot, this is the Shekhinah. Anon Ala Mishkan is the Shekhinah Bechein Rabbis. Could continue with various mashalim of this. So when we talk about Anani HaKovid, what's made Kovid? Kovid is made the Anani which represents the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashros HaShchin is Anon. Anon Ibaron is Ashros HaShchin. Made us that Klal Yisrael were living within the protection of the Shekhinah. Rabbeinu Shlomo was there around to protect them. That's in simple terms what these Anonim mean. So you talk about Tzile de Menusin, you talk about all these things. All these things are real, in the basic Taich in the Psukim of what we're dealing with. Therefore, when we talk about the Pasuk, and that's why we talk about Kedusha. About the Kedusha. A mensch kommt wohnen bei der Rebbeinu Shlomo. In this Kedusha, so sein Tisch begann zu tun. You come and do here whatever you're supposed to do. But you're living in a place which is surrounded and protected by the Metziah, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Shekhinah. That's what a Sukkah is. That's what Anani HaKovid was. And we're able, as a Muridika Musik, that Klal Yisrael are given, Mishon HaLashon, an opportunity to make a replica of Anani HaKovid. Memachta Sukkah, and Memachta Mokim, with Rebbeinu Shlomo, and Kekum and Shere, and the Mishkam. That's what Shchin is, and that's why it has Kedusha. That's what Tzidim Medusa means. That's what the Mokim of Hashuras HaShchinah means. And that's the Taish in the Posuk when we talk about Heviyani HaMelech HaDorov. We talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam has invited it to his chambers. What's made his chambers? V's, Dohops, a palace for the Melech. It's all true, and it's true, as I say, it's not from literal terms. HaDorov means, if we're talking about the Mokim, which are Mokim, we're surrounded by an Ani HaKovid, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, the Hashros HaShchinah, the Gilu HaShchinah is there. Like everybody knows, there was a Shchinah on Sinai, that's what the Onam was. So Yemen HaShchinah, whatever that means, but that's what it was. And Ani HaKovid is something very similar. And Mamela Haviyani HaMelech Mizr, Ribbono Shel Olam has invited us to come and join in his chambers, in his Sukkiyah, the Pshat. Ribbono Shel Olam has invited us, but Tzidei Menusa, within the Mokim of Hashros HaShchinah, where the Shchinah is to be found. And that's what you do when you walk into a Sukkah. You walk into the Metzias. So, Avada Mitzadecha, it's Teshuk and Taduru, but if you're living in a place, like everybody understands, if you're invited in the chamber of the queen, you come to live there for a week, you come to, it's different automatically, because you're living in a place of a different level of conduct. I'm avoid by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Haviyan Al-Hadorov is, and that's what the Indian of Kedusha Sukkah represents. Basically, I always, when you get to this opportunity, talk about Haviyan Al-Hadorov, get automatically drawn to mention a famous moshe. I've mentioned this many times, and I must tell everybody, say, I wasn't intending to talk about this when I came today, because there are other inyanim that I wanted to speak about. This moshe, which the Magid, the Gezokta Mol, by the Ne'il, I've said it many times, but in this context, I want to share it, because this nochamol. Too bad, whatever we do. And that was the following. The Duna Magid, the Mol Gezokt, by the Ne'il, the following shtikul drosha. And he said like this, everybody before Ne'ila, Shechelik, who you are and what you are. It comes to Ne'ila and everybody's Nisa'ira to cry, to Bechiz, to. On Etzach Gestelt, the Magid says, he wants to explain. Why is it? What's happened all of a sudden? You come to the Ne'ila and the Oilin Tzavetzach, Kolacha, Lefi Mashahu, he gets very emotional. Everybody gets choked up in Ne'ila. What's that as they're choked up in the Ne'ila? The Magid goes, look, I'm very the Kazach. So I want to explain to you what it is. Very famous marshal of the Maggid. And he said like this, Em Shalach HaMoshal. Marshal of a king, I always say, everybody, I've said it many times by Burns and Shul and other places, every marshal that you've got to do with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a marshal of a king. A king. But I say the reason is because it's true. That is what it's all about. It's Malchus, it's a king, it's a Amos, it's a Nishtab, it's a to find something which is to. It's a king, and that's what it is. We're talking about Malchus, we're talking about the king. Rosh Hashanah Kippur means king, it is a king. So he said the story about a king who had a daughter, an only daughter, who he married off. There came the time that he had to marry off his daughter and send her away. So he married off his daughter to go and live with his chosen son-in-law. But this chosen son-in-law came from a place which was not at a distant town from where the king lived. So the arrangement was such that he sent this daughter away to go and live in the hometown of this son-in-law, to live where the son-in-law had his own activities, where he belonged. He sent her off. It's a daughter to which he had a lot of very close gagui and very strong feelings of affection, as we understand. As we also understand, in days of old, there wasn't people weren't able to communicate in the same way as they are bismanenu. And people were sent away very away, and your mother's givus, you didn't know what was going on with them. It was very difficult to be able to keep up what was going on with them. Otter gemacht, he made his decision that he wanted to go and find out and see what's going on, to see how his daughter's welfare, how she is. Otter machet, he made his decision that he's going to come and visit them. He's going to see them in Beres Marchakim, wherever they are. He's going to make his royal visit. And again, mazuch, to see b'mkoymon, to see their own house and home vizetos. What does it look like? What does her house at home, her welfare at home look like? So inform them, whatever it is, on whichever day, whichever time. He arranged to make this visit as a gekumen, just in brief. And he came to visit. Now the story behind this was that his daughter, Bemis, had a very difficult life with her son. There wasn't a day in which she left her room by Menucha. He abused him, made the things very, very difficult for her. And the king came along to come and visit, as we can understand, as we can imagine, his conduct changed altogether. Mechabed, Eret HaZoyishen, his Mechabed, he looks after, he makes sure she has everything that she needs, he makes sure also everything at home, best in ordnance, wonderful, the Shon Bais at home is wonderful, she's cared for Shensanoif, He stays there for a few days. He says she has what she needs. She's in good hands. She's been protected. She's been taken care of. And then he's ready to go. Before he's ready to go, his daughter comes knocking on his door. She starts to cry. He turns to Vina. What's your problem? She says, I want to tell you something. What you've seen is a great spiel. The truth is that I suffer from day to day at the hands of my husband a very, very difficult life. And I know that as soon as you've gone, things are going to go back to what they are to begin with, and a difficult sorrow, a very troubled life is going to continue. And that's what she's crying to the king about. What the Magid Gezok does say, the Magid says, Marshal, the Mimshal is not difficult to understand. It says, Ribbono Shel Olam Gishik Tanashama Tohira, which is a chelik, which is so ohuv. The Ribbono Shel Olam Chelik Alamimah, Gishik Tov Develt. He sent it to this world to live married in a union with everybody's body, with everybody's goof. And put together an Hashem with the goof in order that they should be mechabed each other. They should get along with each other, look after each other's needs. That's the tachlis for which Ribbono Shel Olam put Hashem into the goof. But as we know, sometimes the goof gets the better than Hashem and it's not mechabed than Hashem, it's enough to Zion. And he says with all his taivas and his yonis and things that he shouldn't be doing. Pam achas bashono, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to visit. And he comes to see, what's going on? Vizaitis in the Shomala Tahirala, Vizaitis the Ruchnis for the Mensch. He comes to have a look and sees Vizaitis, how are they getting along with each other? He comes, that's the visit of Shtet Mefurish in the Gemara between Rosh Hashanah and Kippis B'Motzai. And he's like, wonderful. Things are great. The goof steps back, as we know. Wonderful. Comes Yom Kippur, the goof doesn't exist b'chlal. Gendik, nish do b'chlal. In the sense, the goof doesn't come to Yom Kippur. Said, doch, that this union, they're getting along great. The attack is sent to Eretz Melchakim, the Neshom is sent to the goof, distance from the Mokim of Kedusha. Oh, but the royal visit happens every Aseres Yom Yitshuva. Oh, zeta se gewaltik. Oh, the Magid Gezot, kum fana ne'ila. Before that, the time of this royal visit is about to end. Ribbono Shel Olam gave Baltzik alavetzin. One of the Indian of the Tzkiyas of Motzi Ne'ila is because the Ribbono Shel Olam says Siluk Hashchina, and the Neshama starts to cry. And the Neshama starts to cry. The Ribbono Shel Olam is offer. Ribbono Shel Olam, you should know that it's not always the way it's been the last few days. Agan seyo hot the Neshama to leiden from the goof. Our tzoras from taivas and difficulties is suffocated. Is not allowed to live a normal life. As long as you were here, is giving Gehaltik, the last few days, Yom Noroim, is much beautiful. Everybody's getting along with each other the way it should be. But that's not the way that it's always going to continue. So it starts to cry before the end of the royal visit. Azivi, the daughter of the king, cried before he was to go back. Atkan Divri Amagit. But the Magid Gezot, that's the reason why Ne'ila, everyone's so nisoyer, but the Shechina Gei Tavek is something which is very difficult for the Neshama to bear. Atka, how does it continue? So what happens after this? That was the Magid Rosh by the Neila. The Tisefes is the following. What's up the king is oct? What did he say to his daughter? What's supposed to happen? He can't leave the situation as it is. I said, she's suffering. The king is offered and tochter. I can't stay here any longer. I have to go back to the king where he belongs. But I see that as things are at the moment, leaving you distance with your husband is no good for you. You should come and join me. Come back to where I live, together with your husband. And when you're close by to me, then things are for you. Things are a lot better. Then you're well protected. When it comes to the Ne'ilah, the Siluk HaShechina is going to happen. But it's not all over. There's Havienu Melech HaDorot. The Ribbono Shel Olam invites you both to come to my chambers. Come to me. You can come and live with me in a way as Mekenneh, the Guf Medel Hashem Aveni Gevaltik, and Be'emes is, Sukkis is a whole yontif where it's all about the Tzorche HaGuf, or it's the Tzorche HaGuf, eating and sleeping, or Medel Hashem Gemach, close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Or the Gezok does Noch Yom Kippur, Dach Kumen HaSukkis. There has to be an invitation of everybody to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kedei that this should continue. Rabbi say, Frekle B'dovi, but what's the Noch Sukkis? How does it continue afterwards? What happens after that? So basically, with that, I'm going to finish off with 3 minutes of just the following. I want to tell you something about this Nogida B'nismach HaBoch. We've discussed something about Moshkein Acharecho, Tzidah Narutso. That was Tilsukus, Haviyam and Achadorov, which is the literal, true, real invitation. But then it finishes off with Agilim Esach HaBoch, and I just want to explain to you, Mamash, in a word, what does that mean? Chazal Zogon Doch Kiyadua. The Yontif of Shmini Atzeres says, Rashi brings it to the Gemoras. After the Yontif of Sukkis is Kosher Lai Pidaschem. It's very difficult to come and walk away. No Chazah, such a build-up of such a closeness, the Rebbeinu Shemit Klal Yisrael. No Chatok. Another day. Shmini Atzeres. Don't leave after the 21 days. There's another day because departing the Rebbeinu Shemit Klal Yisrael is something very difficult. Freit doch Allah, freit doch the Welt. After a day later, it's going to be any easier. It doesn't make any... Everybody knows, you know, a prayer done, well, you take a child, the Chmese Shvos, to the airport. You don't want to do it at home because you can't part. You go to the airport. So, noch dem is noch schwerer und schwerer. It doesn't get easier. You have to part. Delaying it doesn't make it any easier. What says Anna Tokch better? Why is that going to make any difference? Now, basically, what Rebbeinu Shem did to Klal Yisrael is the following. Em Shalachal, simple motion. You have two people who should come together. To come together, they make an acquaintance on a holiday, they meet together in a hotel, they meet together in whatever it may be. And the result, as we know, they get together with each other, they build up a relationship, and they build up a shaykhus over the time that they spend together. For many, as they come, they go. After they leave, their gate and yena gate, and that shaykhus will have evaporated. They say there'll be nothing left of this. That's one mahalach. There's another mahalach, which people do. Some people have friendships, some people as close as Chavirim or Chavirim that they've made up, or then the holidays or the Yishiv, where it was. Before they leave, they exchange, they get together. Otherwise, we've built up a Shaykh, we want to keep the Shaykhs. You take my business card, I give you my contact details, and we'll make sure to keep the Shaykhs. That way, the Praida won't be a Praida. That way, there'll be a continuation to the Shaykhs of each other. We'll always be able to look at each other as they get invited. Up until the Yontif of Sukkis, there was a muridic connection, a dvikus, was a grand kalison of Rebbeinu Shlim. Koshel Ipidas, we can't let this go. You know what Abraham Shlim gezocht? You take my business card, take my details. You take your normal communication details, whatever you dial this number, we're connected. That's the Torah Gdesha. Rebbeinu Shlim gezocht, Megayat's friends, Achmed the Torah, will never be disrupted. There'll never be any prayer between us. There's going to be a continuous connection. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's details, contact details, when the Evans are Gemara, bispenon to Rebbeinu Shlomo. You've got back to the closest Shaykhs out there to Rebbeinu Shlomo. Nogir of an Ismachal Bochet the Pshat is, as Mekumen Sazam and Tansim with Rebbeinu Shlomo with the Torah, Simchas Torah to make sure that there should be no Breda. Koshel Ipidaschem, Ivilzachanish, of Azazazot, to make us to go and let it go. That's not going to happen. So what do we do with another day? What you do is you make the kind of dveikas, the kind of shaykhs which will be enduring. You make the kind of shaykhs which will keep the connection of the Rebbeinu Shleilim through always. That's through the Ranigla. After the positive, Moshchein Yacharech, the Rebbeinu Shleilim, Gernum and Klal Yisrael, Narutso. We run, we chased, we went for our own great kind of cheshik and desire to become close. Heavy Ani Amalachador, the Rebbeinu Shleilim invited us into the sukkah, which is literally the Rebbeinu Shleilim's presence. Into his chambers, what the Anonim which we say represent. With all the Yonim Asidoy in the Sukkot, the Eilig Sukkot. Oh, but after that, we get to the climax, which is the way the Rebbeinu Shem and Klal Yisrael come together with a kind of union which is not dependent on the Sukkot, the Dalad Min. It's a kind of union which will never be separated from each other. And that's through the Torah and through the Rebbeinu Shem and Vild to keep the Shaykhs with his point of contact details, with his connection, which is the Simchas HaTorah. And that's how, through the Simchas HaTorah, blight the Hegris HaDvekas, which we've all achieved through the Seder of Yom Ba'iroh. And the Eber says, Al-Hofen Takam, Zal-Zichas Anim Freden, with Freilich HaHertze, to be able to be Chaykik, the Yontif of Sukkis, is all Zman Simchaseni, is because it's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Amol Freilich, Al-Amol Begrei Simcha, and Zal-Zichas from Simchas HaTorah to have the Nogila V'Nismach HaBoch, and to enjoy Beis Hashem together, Tzimchus, Mitnachus, Dagut Kvitlan, Aziz Yohar, Aziz Yohar.